Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, record numbers of people renounce citizenship. We'll tell you why and more about that. And, of course, you can take control here at 855-453. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, we'll jump right back into your phone calls. Mike is on the line listening in Huntsville, presumably to WBHP when we're on there, but some nights we're on earlier than others. Anyway, Mike, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You were saying that you were in the Free Talk Live chat room at cam.freetalklive.com and that you've been kicked out multiple times, and you even acknowledged that you were kicked out for good reason, which tells me that you were trolling the chat room.
Well, okay, that's great. I don't understand what trolling means. So,
well, that sounds like a troll to me right
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Google it.
Okay.
You do have internet access, obviously.
Wikipedia has an expansive article on trolling.
How would you define it? I mean, just for our listeners' sake, Nemi, as somebody who is a moderator in the Free Talk Live chat, how would you define trolling?
Trolling would be inciting trouble in the chat or just... posting things that are off-topic or inappropriate, that's broad. It depends on the forum, of course. But if you're threatening violence against someone in the Free Talk Live chat or, just generally taking chat off-topic.
I think most people, the primary definition of trolling is to posting inflammatory stuff.
Something you know is going to get a reaction.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's to get a reaction, because you could certainly post a controversial or contradictory view in Free Talk Chat Live, Free Talk Live chat. But
are you saying no contradictory views are allowed?
No, not at all.
What's the difference between posting contradictory view or dissent versus trolling? How do you define that?
Trolling is not serious. I mean, you can certainly tell when you've chatted with someone and they're presenting a view that might not be the same as yours. Perhaps if the topic is homeschooling, and you say a trolling response would be, "Government schools are awesome," and go ahead and defend it. But obviously, if you're in there to just cause trouble and just be rude to people,
if that's the first thing you do when you walk into the chat room.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Mike, your thoughts?
Well, all I can say is I did feel like I was doing that. Yes, in time to time, I will make jokes and joke around, but generally I agree with what you guys say on 90%.
Well, but you said you were kicked out of the chat room multiple times. I mean, that would indicate that you haven't really, I would presume the moderators would explain to you why you were removed the first time and the second time, and then you continue doing it.
Let me tell you something. It's not like that. I'm just saying it seems to contradict your freedom values or whatever. I agree with you guys most of the time, but I just...
So what would your rules be then? I mean, do you think the chat room should have no rules? Should people be able to come in there and just start flooding the chat with spam?
No, this is not spam. I don't work for anyone.
No.
You do understand the First Amendment doesn't apply to Free Talk Live chat, correct? Because that is something that you posted this evening. And you called me a genius when I asked you if you understood the part of "Congress shall make no law" of the First Amendment.
Well, that's pretty vague. I mean, could you elaborate on that?
Could you go read the Constitution?
Okay. So,
I have many times.
You have, but you missed the part. You missed the part where it says "Congress shall make no law." You understand that it's Congress that can't make laws restricting free speech. It doesn't apply to Free Talk Live chat because Congress doesn't make laws regarding Free Talk Live chat.
Okay. I'm truly sorry.
Did I clear that up for you?
Yes.
Awesome. Now go read the Constitution again.
No, okay, guys, hold on. Let me just make sure Mark has a chance to get in here.
So, I just want to make sure you understand that there have to be a certain amount of rules, whether it's on the BBS or in the chat room, as far as what people can post. You do understand that, like, spam isn't going to work out. We don't allow threats of violence or racism and things like that. You get all that, right?
Nothing like that was even introduced in the chat.
That wasn't my question.
I mean, look, I'm just a regular guy freedom loving, okay, but you know, I'm just saying, I felt it's not your problem. It's basically the webmaster was very aggressive in terms of kicking me out for like the slightest thing. I mean, you know, I felt like I injected interesting and pertinent issues to the debate.
When people are expressing relief when you've been removed from the chat, I find it hard to say that you were injecting creative.
Well, okay, hold on.
On topic.
Very authoritarian to me.
So what was the issue that was most recently getting this person kicked out? Just curious.
Yeah. What was the issue?
Yeah.
He was causing trouble. And you know what?
What does that mean?
Oh, I trust my fellow admins. And if you ban me again, there's going to be trouble. Oh, okay.
That's what he said?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you certainly did, and
I'm
more than
happy. Yeah. There's probably a log of the chat room. So here's the issue, right? Like, on one hand, as somebody who's runs the show, we want to provide services for our listeners. So we have the bulletin board system, this online forum people can go to and they can post, with a relative freedom compared to a lot of forums on the internet. And then there's this chat room, and there's certain people who've been designated as moderators of these areas, simply because if you're talking, you can't possibly be listening to what I'm saying to you.
Don't F with me, guys. Last warning. Next time you kick, you're getting smeared. Viral Collins on radio.
All right, I'll explain
email.
It to him off the air. Thanks, Mike, for the call.
Wonderful.
855-450-FREE. So here's the trick, right? The difficulty, the frustration with offering these things. So we want to have things for people to enjoy, and we want them to be free. And we only have so much time in individually, Mark, between you and myself.
Sure.
And I would rather be doing other things than moderating a chat room. I'd rather be running a show.
But the chat room has to be moderated.
The chat room does have to be moderated. Otherwise, some fools are going to get in there and start flooding, which means posting the same thing over and over again or whatever, just posting all kinds of text and spamming who knows what, etc. So there's all kinds of nasty, griefing things that people do online to cause trouble in these public forums. And so they're not public forums. They're open to the public until you prove that you don't belong there, and then you're removed. And usually you're removed temporarily with an explanation as to what you did and how you can remedy your behavior in the future if you'd like to continue using the free service that's being provided to you. And as Mike
Again,
there,
not by Congress.
Right. And as Mike there had admitted, he'd been removed multiple times, which means he hadn't learned his lesson. He hadn't, he decided he wanted to keep doing whatever it was that was offending the moderators. Now, are the moderators sometimes guilty of maybe jumping to the trigger? Yes, absolutely. It's part of what happens when you give somebody a little bit of power. Sometimes they are likely to exercise their power without maybe checking with another mod first or, taking a moment to really consider what they're doing. And people make mistakes. I know I've done it. As a moderator of forums.
It does happen. We do have a very good communication system between us. I mean, we're spread out across the state and across the Shire. I guess I know there are several of us. And we do a good job communicating. We have online Google Docs, and if someone's banned, then it's generally communicated. And if I have taken action, and granted, this is the first time I've had someone call in on the show but generally, I will send you a transcript or whatever, say,
and generally,
hey,
I don't care.
Head
I mean,
up.
The reason
What's
I
up?
The rate right generally I don't read any of that stuff. I just don't care because I've chosen certain people who are interested in moderating because you're certainly not getting paid to do it. You're doing it because you like being in the chat room.
And I'm
you
there
like to
pretty
have a,
frequently.
Right, and you like to have a clean chat room that's fun to be in. So you've got your own interests in play here.
We have a fantastic group.
It's
chat.
You, it's Brad,
absolutely.
As far as the moderators are concerned.
Yeah.
And so the idea is, as a moderator, when you've been given these responsibilities, you've got discretion. I mean, I've trusted the moderators to make the right decisions. And it's not a job that I want to have to oversee the moderators. That's not the purpose of having a moderator. The moderators are trusted to make the right choices. So
thanks,
if
Ian.
You don't like it, find another chat room. There are thousands upon thousands of them out there. You can make your own chat room, too. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Go troll Glenn Beck or something like that. It's Free Talk Live.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything he can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable plan.
That they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and get on the list there for free. News, and also it's email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you, at news.freetalklive.com. Go ahead and get signed up.
The guys from Raja Mojo wanted wanted to make sure that we thanked everybody who's gone over to CDBaby.com and bought their songs. The fact is, Raja Mojo has been rocketing up the charts over at CDBaby.com, and likely it has to no small extent due to the listeners of Free Talk Live going over there and buying the four songs that they have for as little as $3.16, I guess is what it cost. I went over and bought them. It was fast and easy. I wanted to see how easy it was. If I'm going to tell people it's easy, I want it to be easy. And they're, frankly, at the top of several of the charts here. Retro Rock, they've got songs at 1 and 2. 70s Rock at number 1. IDM, which is Intelligent Dance Music at 1. Beatles Pop at 2. Folk Rock 2. Hard Rock 2 and 3. Political 2, 4, 5, 6. And I would love to see them at the top of all of those charts. And the reason is because music is invasive. If people go over to CDBaby.com, they look at the charts, they say, I'm going to try some new music today. I'll get whatever's at the top of the charts, because that makes some sense. And they hear these songs and they begin to like them, the ideas will get into their heads. In the same way that we were talking about the Hunger Games movie and book, the same way that people have been introduced to these ideas through the books, they'll be introduced to these ideas through the music. How many musicians out there are doing songs about the International Monetary Fund? Go to CDBaby.com and buy Raja Mojo's songs. It's CDBaby.com, Raja Mojo.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Still to come here tonight, people are withdrawing their so-called citizenship in record numbers, plus a kind of a creepy news cult has hit the scene. It's called nonviolent communication. And some people are really getting into this within the liberty movement. And I just, my message is caution. Beware. It does have the hallmarks of a cult. We can talk more about that here in a moment. Of course, Mark will jump down my throat because he was once involved in such a cult. And is very upset by me calling these things cults. 855-450-FREE.
I'm upset by your use of the language.
We'll take the it's an accurate use, as we'll find out. We'll take your calls, though, first, and go to Adam listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live, Adam.
Ian, are you still ripping on the Landmark Forum?
We will rip a little bit on Landmark, but only in reference to proving that this other thing is very similar to it.
Hey, if it works for Mark, it's probably fine.
Like I say, a lot of these cults can be beneficial in some ways. Just, you know, be aware of what you're getting into. We'll talk more about that. What were you calling about tonight?
You know, I was thinking about, well, wizardry, and I realized that I think it's just an allegory for politics.
Wizardry?
Yeah, wizards, you know, that old story of the guys with the wands and the funny words.
Okay,
it's almost as if you get Merlin sitting next to the king all the time, like an advisor, right? Well, what do? They wave their wands and light comes out, maybe it's a pen with ink, and they speak in incantations, you know, legalese. And they do their little spell or their law, and it's really just a spell in slow motion, if you think about it. For example, you look at a spell to disarm someone, I don't know, Expelliarmus, but you get this case where, say, Mark is in a room with Ian, and there's no law against owning a gun like in New Hampshire. He's got a gun in his pocket. Nobody needs to know about it. It's not going to come out unless it's needed. And this law will criminalize Mark and claim that Ian is a victim. Well, over 100 years, the only reason Mark would have a gun in that room is if he was a criminal looking for a victim, because you're risking 20 years in prison for murder at most, and what's the gun charge? A lot less. It's not going to dissuade him. So it's almost as if, you know, you've become a criminal and you've become a victim, that just as you were designated 100 years ago. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, you know, to some extent, these laws are like the magic scrolls that the wizards would write down.
Yeah, but usually these laws don't have the intended consequences, right? So maybe they're like a magic trick or a magic scroll that doesn't, you know, has more power than you realized, or does something completely more than you expected. Because usually
it's like that genie that always gives you the wish you didn't want. I want to live forever, so you live in this like cadaverous corpse that can't move anymore.
Yeah.
But that's what that's exactly what's happened with the laws that limit convicted felons from owning guns. I mean, that seems like the kind of law that most people can get on board with. convicted felons have lost their right to own guns. They shouldn't have it anymore. But like you said, the felons that want to commit crimes, they can get, I'm a felon, I could get a gun by the end of the day. You're not preventing me from getting a gun by writing that crap down on a piece of paper. The only felons that you're preventing from getting weapons by writing out laws are the felons that you would want to have them. I mean, don't felons have the right to protect their families? Don't their wives have the, what's that?
Apparently not.
Yeah, don't their wives have the right to own a firearm and to protect themselves? Don't their kids deserve to be able to grow up in a world where they understand how to use firearms properly? Well, when you write these laws that prevent the good felons from having weapons, then all you're doing is making it so the bad ones do.
Exactly. And, you know, I like a lot more when you call these dark wizards a cult.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a great piece over at Free Keen that was inspired by Larkin Rose and Gene the Christian Anarchist, one of the callers to this show, that has to do with outlining exactly how the government matches up with a cult. The government is far more of a cult than the Landmark Forum or Nonviolent Communication. And I thank you, Adam, for the call and thoughts tonight. Jeremy is in Pennsylvania, listening in Philly. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I heard you guys just talking about jobs and, you know, if you were an attractive prospect, if you had not been working. And I do enjoy listening to you guys talk about other subjects like the drug war and decriminalization and such. And I have a personal story that kind of relates to both topic and, I just wanted to, just wanted to hear your opinion on what had happened to me.
Go for it.
Basically, like, I've been doing security out of high school, private security for the last 6 years, and I was hired by a company a year and a half ago, and there's a lot of people that give the job a bad name. They have bad hygiene. They just work in security as a through job. Maybe they're retired or bored, or they're a student. They don't have any experience, but I've been doing it 6 years, and I'm professional. My reports are great, and I do a good job, and I do want to help people. But anyway, I get hired by this company, and they say, well, we're going to start you for working at this customer. And I find out of a position opening up that's going to pay $14 an hour. And at the time, I'd been having trouble sleeping, so I had been using marijuana as a sleep aid. Like, nothing else helped me sleep. That was really the only thing that helped me go to bed and get sleep. And I knew that the position was coming up soon, so, of course, I stopped smoking because I knew they were going to screen me. So they screened me. I thought it was out of my system. Test comes up positive, and human resources said, well, listen, Jeremy, you're a great employee. The customer really likes you, because I had covered for 60 days straight, have worked when I was sick, throwing up, but still stayed on the post. Like, I worked.
Jeremy, hold on. Hang on. I want to get the rest of your story here in moments about trying to get a job, failing a drug test, and yet still being a reliable person, and they know this. So how did they handle it? We'll find out in moments here. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are there. You can send us some bitcoins if you would like to help support the program, because again, we give you the stuff on the site for free, but of course it costs us money to provide to you. So if you'd like to help with that, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, where you can find the Bitcoin address to which you can send your bitcoins. But if you don't have bitcoins, you should go to bitinstant.com.
That's right, bitinstant.com. You can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your bitcoins with cash. Visit bitinstant.com. They've got a new service now where they can send bitcoins directly to your to other people's email addresses. So you can send them directly to other people's email addresses.
It's so cool.
Bitinstant.com. I just actually did an interview today with Charlie from bitinstant.com, and you know, he explains a little more thoroughly how you can use it.
Did we meet that guy at the Liberty Forum?
I don't think we met Charlie. We did meet Ira.
Yeah, there was a number of, like, the Bitcoin guys were all over the Liberty Forum.
They were out in force.
Yeah. And it's just going to get more popular over time as people begin using them for more and more purposes, more services crop up. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the Bitcoin, you can go to weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. It's a great introductory video there.
If you want to hear that interview with Charlie, you can listen to you can get the podcast, download this evening's podcast and listen to it. It's at the end of the show.
Excellent. All right, so we go back to Jeremy listening in Philly. Jeremy, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're telling us that you've been a security professional for quite a number of years, and there was a job opening that was coming up that you were looking to jump into. You had been using cannabis to help yourself sleep at night. You decided to quit using cannabis in preparation for this job, knowing that you would be tested. You thought you'd quit with enough time, but apparently it still was in your system, and you returned a positive for the cannabis on the drug test, and that was where you left your story off, if I recall correctly.
Yes, and I was a very high-performing employee, like their
so to speak.
Staff at the office. I'm sorry?
I said so to speak. It was a bad joke. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. So, their office staff had been talking to me about moving up into supervision, and this particular customer that they were testing me for, I already worked for that customer for 4.5 years, so
okay.
I knew the customer. I was intimately familiar with their software, their badging system, their security policies. Like,
was it the customer? Sorry to interrupt, but was it the customer's policy to do the drug test, or was it your security company's policy to do the drug test?
It was the customer's policy. I had already taken a test for the security company and passed it,
mm-hmm.
but for this particular customer, it was an extra level of checking for them because it was a pharmaceutical company.
Right.
After it came back positive, the security office staff said, well, look, we'll give you an alternate, because I had begged the human resources manager. I said, look, I'll take counseling classes. If there's an employee assistance program, I'll take a suspension. You can dock my pay. I still want to work for your company, because I knew that they had a lot of great contracts, a lot of great customers, and, you know, a lot of other security companies are, like, minimum wage unprofessional, so I really wanted to stay with this company, and I was begging their human resources anything but termination, and I'm like, please, I'm willing to work with you, because I do not have a criminal record. I think at that time I hadn't even had a speeding ticket. Like, also the cannabis was helping me with depression too, because I was also diagnosed with manic depressive disorder, so it was helping me with depression, it was helping me to sleep, and their human resources took forever to get back to me. They're like, well, don't show up to work. We're kind of suspending you. And like 2 weeks later, they came back to me with an ultimatum. And they said, well, Jeremy, you could either quit or we're going to fire you.
You either quit your job or they're going to fire you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there are relative advantages and disadvantages to this. If you're fired, you can collect unemployment, but if you quit, then you don't have to say I was fired from my last job on a job interview.
Well, yes. So they said, well, if we fire you, you can collect, but we'll never hire you again ever. You'll be unrehirable forever. And I said, well, I don't want that. And they said, well, if you quit, then you won't collect the unemployment, and you could apply. You could be welcome to apply with us again in 6 months.
Hmm.
So it was eligible to be a rehire in 6 months and not take the unemployment, or just get fired and, you know, never work for them again. So I wrote a resignation letter and quit. And about 2 weeks later, I took an at-home test to make sure I was good, and I got hired by another security company. And I still work for that company, but I've been working for this new company. Like, I picked up another security job 2 weeks later, and I've had steady employment as a guard since then. That was a year and a half ago. So get this, I called up that security company that fired me, because they told me I could reapply and work for them again. And I said, hey, I submitted an application online. I'm interested in working for you guys again. And they had a new human resources manager, and she said, well, let me investigate you and see if you're rehireable. And I said, well, I should be. They told me that if I quit, I would be. So she never called me back, and about 2 weeks later, I called the office back, and she said, oh, well, I talked to the office manager or the branch manager. He doesn't want to hire you back. You're unrehireable.
And I got in an argument with her over the phone because I was like, look, I have not been convicted of a crime. There were no workplace incidents. I didn't crash the I didn't crash the security vehicle. I wasn't disruptive. Like, there were no incidents. I don't have a criminal record. I didn't do it. Like, there was, and I told her, I said, look, you're holding a grudge against me for a positive when there was nothing professional.
It's like, outrageous. As though no one in the security business smokes pot. I've known plenty of security guards who have engaged in that behavior. It's
the difficulty
ludicrous.
That they have is that as a security guard, you're trying to prevent bad things from happening, and bad things are inevitable. So what they're concerned with is some kind of news story coming out, and then it's leaked in some way or another. Well, they hired this guy. He's, come up positive for drug tests in the past.
Hit the news.
Okay, so in New Hampshire, the first thing I would recommend you do is see if your state, I'm not sure where you're calling from.
Philly. He's in Philly. Pennsylvania.
I'm not sure if Pennsylvania has a similar law, but in New Hampshire, you are entitled to see your employment record. Even if you're not working for a company anymore, they may try to tell you in New Hampshire that you can't take photocopies of it. You are entitled to copies and to see your employment record for a particular employer. That's notes. That's whatever. That now, granted, that's not mouth-to-mouth communication between your former supervisor and the new HR director person.
Plus, they're going to show it to their lawyer before you get to see it.
Well. Not necessarily. I mean, you could show up and demand to see it.
Immediately?
Yes.
That's the law? Okay.
Yeah, I could show up at a previous employer and I would be entitled to see my employment record. Absolutely. So I would encourage you to do that if you're interested
certainly.
In seeing what happened. Additionally, in the future, I would steer clear of anyone who tells you not to file for benefits that you're entitled to. Or tries to kind of finagle their way around the law. Because that's just shady to me, and that's a red flag to me all
good
the
point.
Time. And even though I'm not necessarily one to encourage people to go and file for benefits if they're okay. Otherwise, sitting at home on jury duty in your boxers playing video games, because you're entitled to benefits. But if you need benefits, go do it. But it sounds to me like you are in a decent position now that if you want to go back, I would also encourage you to see what it would take for you to start your own security firm. So, I have a friend who works for a company where much similar to yours, it's not a security job, but the company that they took on as a client wanted everyone drug tested with a background check. And my friend did not pass the drug test.
I can tell you, since Ian's worked for Free Talk Live, he has never failed a drug test.
Well, all right, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, that's another thing to consider, too, is to try to stay away from companies that drug test if you can all avoid it. But, of course, now as the economy is getting more difficult for people, mm-hmm. they're getting more desperate in the types of jobs they're willing to accept, they're more likely to take a drug test. Whereas before, if the job market were better, they could turn their nose up and say, well, you want to test me? I'm better than that. I don't need to lower myself to that level. I'll find an employer who respects me based on my abilities. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for the call. Appreciate the story. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere.
available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The features that await you are for free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, where you'll find links to Amazons, different Amazons for different countries. There's US, UK, and Canada. You click on the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's the same great Amazon shopping experience that you're used to. It's just that you're starting by shopping through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's the only thing that's different about the experience. It's just where you start it, and that helps us because it alerts Amazon that you came from our site, and that means they'll cut us a portion of their profits. So it's a great way to get the stuff you're looking for and to help Free Talk Live at the same time. So get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. According to Reuters, there's news about people bailing out. They're calling it quits on this whole U.S. citizenship thing. According to, again, Reuters, Truth, Justice, and the American Way, it's not enough anymore, said Superman as he declared plans to renounce his U.S. citizenship after both the Iranian and American governments criticized him for joining a peaceful anti-government protest in Tehran. Now, Mark, I don't know, you said you more follow the Marvel comics.
So. Yeah, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, last year, almost 1,800 people followed Superman's lead, renouncing their U.S. citizenship or handing in their green cards. It's a record number since the IRS began publishing a list of those who renounced in 1998. It's almost eight times more than the number of citizens who renounced in 2008, and more than the total...
Get that. Since 2008, 8 times the amount of people have renounced their citizenship this year since 2008.
That's huge.
It's huge.
It's more than the total for 2007, 2008, and 2009 combined. But not everyone's motivations are as lofty as Superman's. Many say they parted ways with America for tax reasons.
Yeah, it's usually about taxes, yeah.
The United States is one of the only countries to tax its citizens on income earned while they're living abroad. And just as Americans stateside must, you know, because we're the freest country in the world, right? Just as Americans stateside must file tax returns each April,
I'd like to, you know, that people, you know, the people will say that the reason that you pay taxes is because of all the benefits that you have in this country and things like that. But think about it for a second. If that was the reason, then U.S. citizens living abroad wouldn't have to pay them.
What benefits are they getting?
U.S. citizens abroad are living abroad are not getting any of the benefits of the federal government. I can't think of a single benefit that they're getting, but there's probably one out there, but it certainly isn't worth the same taxes that you pay.
Well, I don't feel like I get any benefits from the federal government, and I live within their so-called jurisdiction.
I think that you can probably reasonably say that you are safer in New Hampshire than you are, say, in South Sudan, simply because the United States... because the United States military, for one, isn't aiming at your chunk of land, and B, somewhat, you know, occupies this land, and they don't want to come anywhere near that organization, the most destructive organization the world has ever, potentially destructive organization the world has ever seen.
I see what you're saying, but the military could very well target my land if they decided they wanted to cart me away. They would do that.
Right. They could, but that doesn't really mean anything.
Well, they could target anywhere in the whole world.
And
so
they
why
do.
Would I feel less safe in, you know, the Bahamas?
When was the last time the United States targeted
When
States
was the
military?
Last time they targeted Costa Rica?
They didn't. There certainly are places that you can pick.
Okay.
You said that you don't get any benefit, and I'm telling you, you do.
Why not
you do get a benefit.
Renounce your citizenship and stay here?
What's that?
That's what I'd like to say.
It's interesting.
Join the Shire Society at shiresociety.com, and you can do that very thing, as a matter of fact. Although I don't know what the renouncing citizenship thing is. Is there some form they want you to fill out? I mean, no. Well, I don't believe I have citizenship in the first place because there's no evidence of it. The idea of being a citizen is that you have traded a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And they don't have an obligation to protect me, so therefore there's no trade. There's no duty of allegiance. I'm not going to give them an allegiance for no obligation to protect me. So it's just a fantasy, the idea that they're going to protect you. There's no evidence for it. Supreme Court cases have ruled again and again that they absolutely have no obligation to protect you. Go ahead. If you don't believe me, Google no obligation to protect. Just look at the first three links.
Oh, sure.
There's plenty of court cases like this. So so I don't believe in the idea of citizenship, so I don't think you have to renounce anything because they would have to prove that you're a citizen in the first place.
Well, we've mentioned in previous shows that there's a gentleman in the UK in France, I stood corrected on that, who is sued to have his baptism reversed. And I kind of look at baptism and citizenship in the same way, in this light, because my parents...
Something you were given without your consent.
Right, essentially. I wasn't baptized, so I don't have that fight to fight myself, but I certainly, as an atheist, respect this gentleman's efforts to renounce his Catholicism and make it as official as possible. And he's running into several roadblocks in doing that. But I would be interested to know what exactly one has to do to renounce their citizenship, and what can you do it here? Because if so,
good question.
I would like to know.
According to this story, the United States, again, has a bunch of people living abroad. Approximately 6.3 million U.S. citizens, so-called, living abroad, are now bracing for what they describe as an even tougher process of reporting their income and foreign accounts to the IRS. For them, their deadline is June. So yesterday was the deadline for the average so-called citizen in this country. But if you live outside of the country, you actually get extra time because apparently it's that much more difficult.
Also, you don't have to report income above above 80,000. So if
outside the country,
So you know, if you make less than 80,000, then you don't have to report. But you don't have to report in this country if you make less than like 14,000 or some number like that. By the way, check with your tax.
I am not a tax advisor.
That's right.
That's not legal advice.
The National Taxpayer Advocates Office, part of the IRS, released a report in December that details the difficulties of filing taxes from overseas. It cites heavy paperwork, a lack of online filing options, and a dearth of local and foreign language resources. For those wishing to legally escape the filing requirements, the only way is to formally renounce U.S. citizenship. Last year, IRS records showed that at least 1,788 people did, and that's likely an underestimate. The IRS publishes in the Federal Register the names of those who give up their citizenship, and some who renounced say they haven't yet seen their name on that list. The State Department says records it keeps differ from those published by the IRS. They indicate their renunciations have remained steady at about 1,100 each year, according to an official. So apparently, two completely different government bureaucracies have two completely different ideas about who has renounced their citizenship.
Yeah.
Which makes you wonder how effective it is to bother.
Just wait until you go to the DMV.
As far as what?
Because they won't have the matching records either.
Oh, right. Yeah.
These
people don't know
books.
Anything. I mean, they're so they're all just so confused. There's so much misinformation out there. I got my criminal record the other day in discovery for the trespass case that I'm facing here in Keene. They have me listed as found guilty for things I was found not guilty on. You remember last year when I got sent to jail for the 60 days? Well, I was found not guilty on one of those two charges, the resisting arrest charge. It says I was found guilty.
Yeah.
How do you correct that?
How do you go about correcting that? What's that going to take me? I mean, if I wanted to correct it, I don't know if I really care, but if I wanted to...
It just goes to show...
Would it just be satisfying enough to walk up to the clerk to find out who was responsible for this clerical error? Because
well, I would walk up to the clerk if I could go to the courthouse, but I'm banned from the courthouse.
Right.
So I have no idea how to go about correcting this this problem. I think it's the NCIS, which is the national system or whatever.
NCIC.
NCIC.
Yeah. But they're going to tell you to go to the local people.
Right.
Right.
You know they are.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know what to do about that. Anyway, so just to give you an example of how just screwed up these people are. Oh, and there's also an exit tax for the very rich who choose to leave, according to the piece here.
So there's an exit tax for everybody, but...
Even when you die.
During the last 25 years, a number of millionaires and billionaires have renounced their citizenship. And among them, the late founder of the Carnival Cruises and a former Ford Motor Company director. But those of more modest means renounced, too. They say leaving America is about more than money. It's about privacy and red tape. On April 7th, 2011, Peter Dunn raised his right hand before a U.S. consular officer in Toronto and swore that he understood the consequences of giving up his U.S. citizenship.
What are those consequences?
So I guess it is more than just paperwork. They actually had him go and stand in front of some bureaucrat.
Right. You have to swear. I mean, what? I mean, tell me, who are these people to tell you that you're their citizen, and who are they to make you fill out their paperwork in order to not chase after you around the world, and who are they to get you to sign, you know, raise your right hand and swear to stuff in order to not be called their citizen?
Well, now, I don't know if they do that with everybody who renounces. This guy was a U.S. And Canadian citizen, so he was a dual citizen, so maybe that's one of the reasons he had to do it. But then again, maybe they do it to everyone. Who knows? 855-453.
Anybody who can get to do it, I'm sure they do.
Right. 1-855-450-3733. If you've ever renounced your so-called citizenship, would love to hear your story.
Right here.
The consequences of renouncing?
Yep.
We'll share that in moments. Coming up in hour number three, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. To control, this is Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-3733.
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is for
you. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.